Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero. I'm from the School of Qi Energy. Today I have with me Sifu Jones, and he's going to speak on the topic of the law of attraction and how that really works. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yes, today the topic is the law of attraction, because we get that from a lot of different people that call up our school, and they want to know, is that one of the topics that we include into our training? And it really is one of those topics that is an important part of what we do teach at the School of Qi Energy. And a lot of people have heard about the law of attraction from the movie The Secret or the book The Secret, and they'll go over things like how you think and having the right type of attitude. And there is a lot to that. Books like from Napoleon Hill that go over Think and Grow Rich, they go into that way of thinking of getting your mind right. And a lot of times in our school, we talk about getting your mind right, that you have to have better thoughts. And the reason why you have to have better thoughts and put off a better type of energy is so that law of attraction could really kick in for that type of a person. And what I mean by that is everybody puts off bioenergy, called Qi energy, but in a lot of different types of groups. And it really is the natural energy that your body puts off. And it's put off in the way of biophotons. And the strange thing about biophotons, these biophotons that we put off is a way that we interact with other people around us and how they interact with us. And a lot of times it's on the subconscious level that we pick this type of stuff up. And biophotons can hold up to 4 megabytes of information in each one of these biophotons. So if you know this up front and you're putting out biophotons that are using our tri-concept of making them feel good and cool and keeping a cool temperature, not only are you putting out the right biophotons to interact with other people around you, but it also naturally keeps your own pheromones, which is another way that you totally will interact with other people in a subconscious way. It keeps them cool. The good thing about that is your pheromones naturally come out in this attracting way to get along with everybody around you, but through different stresses in your life or from you putting too much heat in your body or getting your emotional stability out of hand, these are all ways that your body will get hot inside and naturally cause your attracting pheromones to turn over into these repelling type pheromones, and so that you're actually not going to get along with other people, and you'll find that you'll get into a lot of arguments and fights suddenly if you find yourself on that repelling end where you're actually putting out repelling pheromones. And pheromones are totally governed by the heat factor or temperature control. And so we teach it in school, and we go into great detail because it really is, there's a lot to pheromones. Most of the studies out there were strictly done on the sexual part of it, or where a man is attracted to a female or a female is attracted to a man in that particular way. But we also now know that pheromones actually work in every category with not only people, but with animals and even bugs. The same thing applies with your biophotons that you put out. Biophotons is this natural way that you're going to interact with another individual or individuals or other animals in this type of way too, where it's on a subconscious level. And knowing these things up front, we can stack the deck in your favor by teaching you the particular exercises that will then build this part of you up. And how we do that is by helping a person build up the size of their nerve fibers, because the nerve fibers or your nerve fiber system, your nervous system, is your electrical part of your body. And as you build up that electrical part, well, then you can actually project more biophotons. And we show students how to do that in the school and take them through these different exercises that they can easily see and literally feel the difference of building up your nerve fibers. And most people were able to feel it very quickly on, haven't they?
For myself, number one, I had no idea that I could release pheromones at that level in an amplified way. And in fact, it came upon me even though you told me it was going to happen. And the next thing you knew, I was either repelling somebody or bringing them closer to me. And then once I got the temperature evened out a little bit more, then it was a friendly attraction. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. And people were more than happy to help me out and stayed longer periods of time to figure out problems for me. And I thought, well, this must be a coincidence. But time and time again, as I kept building up the energy, I would see this cause and effect, not only at a simple grocery store, but any time during times of trouble that I needed particular help with technical people or other types of support. They were more than generous and friendly, and the exchange was so easy. Even the problem got figured out faster, and my creativity went up. I noticed not only the law of attraction, but the creativity of opening up my mind to what I wanted happened even faster with this type of energy work. That's what I've even found more fascinating, because I didn't get stuck in my own mind about what I was wanting. More things just opened up, and it naturally attracted me right to them also.
And it's amazing how many emails we got from different students on how they changed it around, where they weren't really getting along with coworkers or maybe their boss or different people that they would be at work. And as they started using the tri-concept that we teach, and they would go to work, it would radically change. And, you know, they would send us these emails like, I'm getting along with people I've never gotten along with in my whole life. And suddenly they're coming out of their way to be nice to me, and they've never been nice before and never gotten along with them before. And these same people, when they first came into school, really were running on the hot side and just shooting themselves in the foot. And even I, through my martial art background, we used to shoot myself in the foot all the time, because I was constantly working out, trying to break bricks and break wood, and I was into doing all sorts of weird things like that. But as I would do that, it literally would cause this cause and effect relationship on the other side, where I was getting into a lot of arguments and fights. And as I studied the science of why this was happening to me, I really did find out about pheromones, about biophotons, and how they literally will affect your body and how they'll affect everybody around you simply by the way you are thinking. And then the actual type of heat that you're going to be putting out, if it's a cool type of temperature, it literally keeps these pheromones on this attracting side, and they go out and help you to get along with everybody. And simply burning them causes the opposite effect. Well, I was constantly burning my pheromones, so no wonder I got into a lot of arguments that way. And it's probably a lot of martial artists, if they would take the time and do the study, they would see to themselves, like, this is why you get in the arguments that you do get into, and you do have the problems that you do. And to avoid it, the biggest thing is think better thoughts and keep in on this cool side, not going into those type of energy modalities that are trying to build up the heat factor, because it really isn't going to work out the way you want it to work out. You will just start burning your own pheromones. And if you've never known or heard about this type of subject before, if you take the time to do the research and the study like we did, you'll come up with the same type of opinion that we did, that, well, no wonder these are these cause and effect relationships that you can find in energy work simply by doing the study and really taking the time to figure out how things work. We now know that when you're keeping a temperature control into the mix, where you're keeping things on the cool side, and how do you do that? Simple enough. Cooling down your body, taking that time to relax more often than probably most people do. The more stressed, the more you get stressed out, the more you don't really take the time to slow down. And don't you find that's true? There's a lot of times when you should be resting, that's the last thing you want on your mind to do.
It's harder to slow down when you're that amped up, or I guess what we all call a coffee high. It's like, I can just do one more thing and I can relax, but you just never put it down. And the next thing you know, you're off doing another activity, and you look back upon the day and you're saying, I didn't have a chance to stop. But basically, it was old habits that keep us moving in that direction.
And keeping us hotter than we really need to be at any given time. And an awful lot of people who go into energy work that don't know about the heat situation, that heat building up too much inner heat inside can cause these different types of side effects. this is one of the things in the school we bring up and talk about. And one of the reasons is because we do directly work with a person's nervous system. We teach them how to build up that part of them. And so they're putting out so much more energy than, or these biophotons than anybody else around them. Well, if you're doing that in the wrong way because you're staying too hot, you're going to get into even more trouble than you normally would. In a lot of systems, if the exercises that they're doing are not very strong, then they're no biggie. You can do an awful lot of things, and since you're not really building up that much energy, a lot of this stuff won't apply. But we know that we're building up so much energy in the school from the energy exercises that we teach that these things directly apply in this cause and effect way. And this is why we're constantly teaching these different topics of how these cause and effect situations will come up in their life, and simply this is the way to get around these type of situations in the right way, because I certainly went the wrong way with them a lot of the time, and because I kept myself way too hot a lot of those different times when I thought I was building up. And you're not really building up in the right way. The more you'll study about science and how you medically your body works with energy work, you'll come up with these same conclusions and realize that this really is the best way to work the energy so that you do keep it on this cool side and you do make good feeling energy. Because that's the other thing, is if you're not putting out a good feeling energy, and the only way to really put out good feeling energy is getting your mind right, where you're feeling good, or you do an acting job where you get yourself in a good mood before you build up energy, because if you don't, you're building up okay or complacent type of energy, and this type of energy turns over to the hot, not so good feeling type of side if you're not really monitoring and you're just building just to build up. So there's a whole lot to this that we're talking about. If you really do want to get the law of attraction to start working for you, and it really is this ability to put out the right kind of pheromones, the right kind of biophotons, and by doing so, it will radically change your life. And that's really, again, some of the things that we do or teach in the school, and we will help them in that particular way. So thanks a lot.